rbnlive.com. The Radio Avenger.
Get it even better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we are on fire, and we have a number of people dialing in, trying to get on the phones, and we will get to your calls in just a moment or so. And Steve Mason is our guest. Just want to mention again, Steve, some of the sites that you have mentioned to us tonight. You might want to mention them again. NumbersUSA.com is one, right?
Yes, at Fax Congress Free Online. I'm telling you, it sure beats sitting down and having to write a letter. These faxes, I get responses back in the mail from these anyway. And AmericanFreedomWriters.com. And I think this is something that people can do inland. If they don't have the time or the money to go down to the border, they can stand up and demonstrate for Ramos and Campeón and Gilmer Hernandez. And there's a couple of other ones whose names I can't remember right now.
Right. Okay.
That we want to try to start building up these regular rallies for Ramos and Campeón.
Well, that's something positive, too. You can point to the human face of this tragedy. And these men certainly evoke a lot of sympathy when you talk about them. So that's important.
If we forget about these guys and let this issue die down and become forgotten, then that's symbolic of our whole resistance going down.
That's right.
So I think this is the Remember Ramos and Campeón. That's our Remember the Alamo.
All right. Let's take Morse in Texas. Hello, Morse. You're on the program.
Hi, Mr. Adams.
Hi.
I've been there, down there with Steve Mason down at the Capitol. I've been down there many times.
Great.
I think the only time that I haven't been down there was the time he was attacked by those people he was talking about, the black T-shirts. Maybe he can tell us who they are.
The black T-shirts, huh?
The anarchists.
They're a group called Anti-Racist Action.
Uh-huh.
And they're an extremely violent group of psychotic, psychopathic, sociopathic, domestic terrorists. They go around to rally. They like to go after neo-Nazis and the Klan, but they also go after with the same fervor and hatred against anti-immigration activists. Now, I'm sure a lot of people have seen that Attack on America video back in 1996 where they attacked those protesters out in California.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same ilk, and they're directly associated with the people here in Austin. Anyway, they're associated with an organization called the International Socialist Organization, or Trotskyites, who used to meet, guess where, the Quaker Meeting House.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
oh,
indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're one big ball of wax, the same people.
Yeah. Am I on?
You were on, yes. Continue.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The reason I asked that, I was looking at an Alex Jones video, and they had that black block up there in Seattle, you know, and one of those guys looked almost like one of those government doctors or whatever you call those kind of guys. I mean, but they are really professional people. I mean, these people are really just everything that Steve Mason said about them and more.
Here in Austin, they've got professional help and advice because here the American Civil Liberties Union represents them, I have found out.
Well, absolutely, and they also had help in Seattle. But, another thing, too, we have had a lot of victories. You mentioned the toll roads earlier, and I've been fighting that fight, and I know Steve Mason has this show in Austin on Access Television, and Richard Rees and I and he and many other people.
Mm-hmm.
We've been fighting this toll road, and we've got this 2-year moratorium thing nailed down, pretty much like you said. But also another thing that's happening right now, and I've been watching it on the government access channel here about the voting, about illegal aliens being able to vote.
Yes.
And we've been winning that about 60-40 split. If I can come back, I'll
yeah. All right, I want to hold you over. Sure. All right, we'll do that. In just 3 minutes, we'll return with our caller and the rest of you on the line. Stay tuned. There's a line available. Rick Adams, Steve Mason, my guest, TX Minuteman. We'll be right back.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free...
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Okay, well, we are back fighting the criminals, no question about it. You're still with me, Morse, I guess, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Morse, you... Yeah, go ahead. Continue what you were saying.
Anyway, I was watching the government channel here, and they're arguing over, you know, the voting down here.
Right.
And they had a bill to try to keep the illegals from voting. And we're winning that bill. It's about a 60-40 split. And the momentum has shifted so much that people are even pulling amendments because they see it's going to that they're not going to allow that. But we have a gang problem here in this city, in Houston and San Antonio, and our police department said on the television the other day that they've only known of three MS-13 members, two of which were involved in a crime before, and the last one was when a MS-13 gang member shot a young man with his father when they robbed him by a church here in this city. But, of course, I've been reporting MS-13 gang members right behind my house at the service station.
Mm-hmm.
But there's only been three in Austin, according to our police department.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. They're already big in San Antonio, and
Houston. It's just a matter of time before they erupt here in Austin in organized gang activity. They've already, you know, they've committed this murder, this shooting murder of this kid. And, you know, Austin PD came out trying to say, oh, no, this is just somebody who happened to be in MS-13.
Well, now, here you get the FBI saying just the opposite. MS-13 is well organized now in this country. There are more of them now than ever before.
Yeah, maybe Steve can tell us who's in Mexico City pointing north, saying, go north, young man.
Yeah.
You remember Gus Garcia?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. He proclaimed the Mexicans a cosmic race with the founder of the Brown Berets in a city proclamation.
Yeah, that was our former mayor. Our present mayor says that this is not a sanctuary city, even though we are in government and national publications saying that it's a sanctuary city. He just says that we're a safety zone.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the difference?
Uh-huh.
And then Austin Police Department refuses to say what its policy is in dealing with illegal aliens.
I know one policy they have. We had a drunk Hispanic lady run into a parked car in our neighborhood, and they gave her a ride home.
Yeah, how many times have I heard that story? I've heard that story so many times.
Well, it's good to hear that you personally, Morris, have been involved in this fight, and you've seen for yourself the battle that lies ahead.
I stand out, and just like you and Steve, I'm going to keep fighting and until a second coming, because I know there's no rapture.
Amen. Amen to that. Good for you, Brother Morris.
Okay.
Thank you for the call and the encouragement. Amen.
Okay.
All right. We've got Bob in D.C. Hello, Bob. Is that the District of Criminals?
Yes, it certainly is, Rick. I'm just turning off my radio over
good.
Here.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure you heard it in the background.
That's all right. We can hear you clearly.
Well, that's great. That's at least something clear is coming out of Washington, D.C. It is pretty bad. If it wasn't for Michael Collins Piper, there wouldn't be much here and AFP.
Yes.
But one thing I want to bring to your attention, and I did bring it, I continually bring it up, and I'm kind of disheartened now because people just don't understand. It's very good to have demonstrations, but now the truck rally is a very good example. Unless a rally or a demonstration is in support of an actual event, it's almost doomed to fail. I saw this time and again in the 60s and through the 70s, and they just don't work. I mean, unless the media is on your side.
That's the difference, yes.
That's the problem with a rally when we don't have the media,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't have attached to it a very important event. And the event that I continue to promote is what I call the enemy's weakest flank.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy's weakest flank is World Trade Center 7, which is an obvious controlled demolition once people take the blinders off and just look, and Larry Sellerstein, more importantly, who is a key cog mm-hmm. in this wheel of evil, which has already destroyed our country. Our country mm-hmm. was gone 40 years ago, or at mm-hmm. least pretty well gone, with the acceptance of the Warren Commission. But this 9/11 thing, if it's allowed to just fester and fester and fester and the truth doesn't come out, then anything else we do, the borders, anything else is almost futile. But Larry Silverstein is a clear and present target. And the problem is that there is no organizing on this. Now, my idea, and I've said it again and again, and it may not be a good idea, but my idea is that we should be able to find, either in New Jersey or New York, a good state judge and a good state prosecutor and hopefully a good county sheriff and maybe even a federal marshal or two. Those four things are what you would need to bring a warrant for the arrest of Larry Silverstein, and for any other jurisdiction, you would need a U.S. judge in any U.S. jurisdiction, because the World Trade Center 7 had U.S. offices in it, et cetera, et cetera. But, and then you'd also need a good U.S. prosecutor and the marshal, and you always need a county sheriff, because the county sheriff, as I guess the Ed Brown people were talking about this either yesterday or maybe today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The county sheriff, if he knows his stuff, can keep out the feds, out except for the fact that the feds will come in anyway. But the thing is, this is when demonstrations work, when you have something like that that they're in support of. And I am totally in support of what I just said, but I don't know how to organize it if the media, you know, like AFP people don't promote it, and they just don't promote it. It's, I remember I was at that AFP conference, and it's just endemic. I briefly talked to Hesham Talawi, just real briefly. I just introduced myself. And he was very busy, naturally. He had a presentation and that kind of thing. And I said, you know, we've got to go after this World Trade Center 7. This is it. And, you know, for just an instant, the gleam of realization came through his eye, and just that fast it went away. And it happens again and again. But this is, if we're going to be successful in anything, we have to hit the enemy's weakest flank.
Well, I agree with you. I think that's a good point, a valid point. And doing that is, getting there is the key. That's the problem, is getting it to be effective and organizing. Now, we have the net. We have organizations on the net that can, if we all bandied together and did something like that, certainly we could make an effort. But you know what the problem is, unfortunately? See if you agree with me, gentlemen, is that every group, it seems, has its own persona and its own agenda. And what happens is there's a certain amount of ego involved, whether it's 9/11 or the invasion USA and so forth, and they fear unity on these issues, but they love the idea of competition because they really and truly are in it for themselves. Not all, but many of them are in it for themselves.
Very many. And
that's my opinion.
Well, my opinion along those lines is that most people in this, I have to call it a movement. I don't know what else to call it. I can't really call it a patriot movement anymore because there are a few, there really are a few people who don't want to win. Not too many, but maybe more than we would like. But for the most case, I just don't think people know how to win. I know how to win a battle like this if I, you know, you just do it. You hammer, and you hammer the same thing again and again. And
that's what I was going to say. The problem we've got is lack of follow-through.
Well, that's it. But the problem is that because so many of these groups now are, as Rick was saying, Steve, as Rick was saying, so many of these groups are ego-driven, but also I think the people who manipulate know how to drive ego. So those groups are infiltrated. There's no doubt about it. And sure, a lot of good people get their egos rubbed, and then, I mean, you get the one professor, I forget his name, but he's going with this blue screen thing on World Trade 1 and 2, you know. But that's neither here nor there. Everything else, I believe, should not be given up on, naturally. But it's such a clear case on World Trade Center 7 that not to attack that one all the time, every time, is the mistake we make.
Well, that's a valid point. Yeah, I think you're right. There are other points as well that we can attack and we can latch on to relating just to 9/11, but that is a key factor that defies any explanation to the contrary, that it was deliberately taken down. No question about
sure
it.
Sure enough.
And look at what it housed. And the question is, what was in that building? Why was it deliberately destroyed?
Because they had to destroy the entire Trade Center complex because the owner ever wanted to collect the insurance on it. Just wanted to wipe it all out and rebuild.
And more than that, it wasn't just a matter of collecting the money, but it's an agenda here. We know the tie to Netanyahu and the Israeli government and this plan to obviously get us into the Middle East. They've admitted that now. The neocons have said it right from the beginning. Now George Tenet comes along, and in his new book, of course, he's making the same claims. And you know what? He's a little bit Johnny-come-lately because, see, he's taken the heat. He was the fall guy for all of this. Now he's only verifying what we've only already known.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
These people have come out and said it. They said what they intended to do, and they did it.
Well, we've got to put the focus on Bush and not let Tenet take the heat.
Well, that's the thing. They want to get Bush instead of the real controllers. But Tenet, I believe, is a red herring. I mean, as you said, he's just telling us what we already know.
We have already known that.
And
that
is coming out. You know, so they have to.
And here's the
do
New York Times, you know, blowing his deal and putting it on the front page and trying to make as much out of it. Now, look, George Bush and the New York Times have more in common than they don't. And yet the New York Times wants the establishment media having a field day bouncing around George Bush because he is going to take a fall when the time comes. he can be done away with, too. All right, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks for your encouragement.
Steve.
Okay, we'll be back with more calls in the next few moments. Just wait 3 minutes. I promise you, Bob and Fred and Ed and all of you will be right with you. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, my guest, Steve Mason.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Okay, all right. We're back on now. We're gonna head right back to the phones, but before we do, I wanted to clarify the website, by the way, because even I messed it up in my, involvement here and my excitement in the program. The Texas Minutemen, plural, men, is txminutemen.net. So for everyone's edification there, if you're trying to find it at org or com, forget it. It's txminutemen.net. And you'll see the site pop up. And here are the men. There's a whole bunch of them. Shannon McGauley's there, too, and the Minuteman Project. And quite clearly, they say, our mission is to support the U.S. Constitution, overextended and underpaid Border Patrol agents, to work within U.S. law at all times, to serve our nation and local law as a neighborhood watch and alert group. That says it all. All right, let's go back to the phone now. We have Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, you're next.
Rick, I think you you hit the nail right on the head when you were talking about the necessity for a physical barrier and also for people to, ordinary people to man this. I believe that the Bush proposal for a platinum, tight, you know, a gold-plated kind of thing with all this money to Halliburton or whoever it is going to fail miserably, and he wants it to fail. It's not going to be solved by sensors and predator drones.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be solved by an ordinary fence with people who have an appropriate arms. Not overkill, but that is how it's going to be solved. And that's
right.
How you're going to get all the publicity. It's going to continue forever with ordinary people there because we'll know that it's real and it's not. We're not going to be betrayed by our own government.
Steve?
You have to have the wall because with this virtual wall, if you have this virtual wall with sensors and cameras and stuff like that, you have to send, if any of those things get triggered, you have to send the Border Patrol agents after them. And if the President of the United States is going to make the political decision not to deploy the Border Patrol or to keep it undermanned, then they can just run by the sensors. That's why you have to have the physical barrier there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's going to have to be there. I mean, it's just like building the levees in New Orleans. It's going to have, you know, if you don't do it, we're going to get turned into a swamp.
Now, I just wanted to ask you, Rick, with all these conferences going on, the AFP conference, that was in Washington, but was there another one that had a Representative Steve King? Was there another one down in Washington?
Well, there's a lot of conferences going on. Are you referring to a specific one that was advertised here?
Well, you might be familiar with AFP conference.
Yeah, yeah.
And then was there another one in Washington that...
When now?
Recently, ended a couple weeks
I'm
ago.
I'm not aware of it. I'm not aware of which one. If somebody knows, they can tell us, but I'm not. I'm not aware of it.
Okay, well, the thing is that I called one of them, and they seem to be awfully expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to pay... better almost $1,000 really to cover your expenses to go down there.
Well, it's a lot of money for people, and that's part of the problem too. But I understand it takes money to put on these conferences too. But sometimes I think that there are people, and I'm not saying anyone in particular, sometimes they are gouging and they are trying to make too much money on it. You know, it's too late in the game to make money. As far as I'm concerned, if your goal is to make money off this thing, you might as well forget it because believe me, it's going to be short term, and in the end, you'll lose it all anyway.
Yeah, well spoken.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not in this for the money, that's for sure. I can tell you that.
I can ditto that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, if I wanted to join the New World Order, I'd have plenty of money coming in, but I don't, and I can't. So.
Well, thanks for the show, Rick.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great show.
Callers. We have the true people here, the people of God, the people of truth, the people of America, that whose forebears, Steve, were the ones who fought. They fought at the Alamo. They fought at Concord and Lexington. They fought at all of these historic places, you see. And this is the true spirit of the Christian believer and the true spirit of American patriotism again. And I appreciate the efforts of the TX Minutemen organization because without you fellas and others, we would be in much worse shape than we are today, Steve. So just a word to you and the organization.
Thanks. The fact that we've had these such hysterical, violent reactions against this tells us we're on the right track.
That tells you everything, right? You're effective. Yes. All right. Let's go back now. We got a break coming up, so let's see if we can start a call anyway. Here's Joe in Texas, who's one of the patriots at the border. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm hanging in there.
I hear you, man. Listen, man. We watch, I'm up here in Uvalde, Texas, and we go down to Eagle Pass. There's about five of us, and we work with your group. And you know as well as I do, Steve, that a lot of these guys that are coming in, or with the Texas Syndicate, the Mexican Mafia, MS-13, so on and so on. And
all right, hang on, Steve. Joe, stay where you are.
Okay.
I'll pick you up in 3 minutes on the other side, all right? Very good. Stay where you are, Joe, and our guest, Steve Mason. No, they ask him, are you a Mason, Steve? Yes, he is. He's a Steve Mason. All right. We'll be right back with him, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only on RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Back now, and Joe in Texas, one of our Minutemen, is on the line with us right now, Steve Mason. Yes, Joe, continue with what you were telling us.
Yes, Steve, I know that, you know, we're watching, man, from like California, Baja, all the way down to Matamoros, Texas, and getting back to what I was saying about these gangs, there's about five of us that's with the group, and we go down there and there's a lot of the, you know, the Mexican Mafia, the Texas Syndicate, as well as MS-13 members. And it is all controlled. And what the, you know this, Steve, as well as I do, that a lot of the advocates in these protests that are going on right now, they have family members that are in Mexico, and they are... they communicate with them, and you know as well as I do, Steve, that a lot of them are in the drug world and things like that, and gang members, And, you know, that's what I think you'll agree. I believe you'll agree that a lot of the advocates that are on the streets here protesting this illegal immigration thing is, I mean, I'm going to say, Steve, there's probably half of them that are in the drug, I mean, involved with family members that are involved in the drug thing, man, all the way down to Central and South America. And I'm an ex-Marine. I was there in 78 and 79 when we tried to get Manuel Noriega out of office, and the United States government put him back in just recently. And you know as well as I do.
That was Papa Bush again, Poppy Bush.
You betcha, man. You betcha, Rick. And but Steve, I just want to say, man, I'm down here, and you know we're spending money out of our pockets, man. And the Border Patrol agents down here from Eagle Pass, I'm 100 miles away. There's like one or two of them, man, that are, from what I heard from the group, that are talking about getting out of the Border Patrol agency, and it's up to us. And I'm on an anonymous level because I'm helping a guy down on a ranch, and we go down there on the weekends. I wish I could go every day, Steve, but you know what's going on, man.
I know what's going on. I know the Bush and his buddies would like to get all that borderland. You know what they did to Joe Sutton in Jim Hogg County and what they did with Ranch Rescue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going to have a policy of going after all these border ranchers. You know, the message is out. You can come across illegally, and all you got to do is trespass across someone's land and get thrown off. You can get the land, you can get $1 million, and you can get the blood out of anybody, you know, have thrown in jail anybody who was involved in that. And we know the story. I hope most people know that with Ramos and Compeon, it was relative of his, of the person who was shot,
right.
the drug dealer who went and a relative of the drug smuggler on the Mexican side knew somebody in the Border Patrol and complained to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
see, that's what I'm saying, Steve. There's a lot of them that are legal. Well, I really don't want to say legal, but there's a lot of them that are family members that are involved that are tied in with the drug kingpin, and it goes all the way. You know, Steve, as well as I do, all the way to Central and South America and Mexico, and that's why we got accomplices in these Border Patrol agents. And, man, it's like I say, there's a bunch of them, man, wanting to get out, and they're wanting to go transfer into police jobs and deputy sheriff jobs because they're not able to do their jobs.
I hear that the rate of attrition is now like four times higher than it used to be.
Big time.
And there's just no way that the chimpy in the White House is going to be able to replace them fast enough. And, of course, we know Bush. You know, the Bush crime family wants the drugs here. They want the illegals here.
Well, it's income. You know, it's income. And it's like Sutton over there in El Paso, you know. Sutton is like, you know as well as I do, Steve, that there is money exchanging hands in the wrong way. And these guys, man, that are locked up in Louisiana, man, these agents, they don't deserve to be there, man. And it's going to be the when the American people are having to do, the patriots are having to do the job of the federal government and the United States of America, there is something majorly wrong upstairs, Steve. And you know it as well as I do. And we need to counter-protest these guys that are coming out left and right, and there are millions, because if we don't, all it is drug money changing hands, and the politicians that are all the way from Texas to Washington, from California. And, you know, it's like an old saying a guy told me, Steve, like, if I lie, I fry. And I'll fry right now if I'm lying. And you know as well as I do, Steve, that I'm not. And you know what's going on.
I know what's going on. Just absolutely chaps of just concerns me that somebody under the color of law like Johnny Sutton would take and put into a stinking hole, Ramos and Campeón. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't have to do that. If they wanted these drugs to come through, you know, there's other sneaky, sleazy ways they could do it, but that they would take somebody like that and destroy a human being.
Exactly.
You know, human beings mean nothing to them.
Yeah,
it's
we know
that. It's
all
about profit and control.
We're just a statistic.
Well, I'm going to cut it real short,
yes,
man,
Joe.
Steve, and say God bless you, man. And, brother, I'm with you. We got, like, very, very few, man, where I'm at. I'm straight line, 100 miles from Eagle Pass, Texas, and it's like we've got very few Border Patrol agents. They're trying to concentrate, you know, Steve, in Arizona and places like that in California. But, man, we got to stick together. And
do you have my contact information, my personal contact?
Yeah, I sure do, man. I do not have a computer, but I've got your access through a friend of mine, because like I say, I try to remain anonymous, but they're coming through up here and they're rerouting their efforts. And Eagle Pass, like I say, a couple days ago, they got two Muslims. And I'm not knocking anybody's religion, man, but
when it starts,
Steve, you know as well as I do, when it starts messing with God and Jesus Christ and what this country was founded on, we better get our butts in gear, man, and we need more people out there.
We better not do like King Moctezuma did. You know,
yeah, right, brother.
You know,
hey, but listen, Steve, God bless you, man, and I'll hang up. And man, we're down here, just a very small few of us, man, and we're working with you, brother.
Okay, Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Keep up the great work, and be happy that you're doing it. Don't ever look back, okay?
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Joe. Let us continue. I think we've got Ed in Texas. Is that right? Ed, are you there?
Ed?
Is that you?
Sounds like me.
You're not sure?
Yeah.
All right. You're Ed, right?
Right.
Mr. Ed, how are you doing?
Well, I
very
need
good.
I need some help down here.
What do you need?
Well, it's
what do
a
you
little,
need?
Little bit off the subject, but I think it's pretty close.
Okay.
I drive a truck back and forth to El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
And I see these other trucks heading east, loaded with their flatbeds, and they're loaded with jail cells.
Mm-hmm.
They're colored like, oh, the military would go into the desert with. They're kind of light tan.
Mm-hmm.
They got jail cell bars on windows. If there's a three-unit type, it's got three jail cell windows, equispaced along the length of it, and that's the whole length of it. And there are others that come in with singles. There'll be two of them on a flatbed. And I've been trying to get a picture, but I can't because I'm driving a truck into El Paso, and they're coming out of El Paso.
Mm.
And I'm just wondering where they're going. I finally bought myself a little camera, but I can't get a picture of them through the windshield or out the window of the truck because my mirror's in the way. So I'm off on Saturday afternoon and Sunday. So I plan to be out there, try to get a picture of these guys. And I have not a clue where they're going. They're heading east out of El Paso.
Well, Steve, this sounds like something you might be able to help with.
I got no idea. I mean, maybe they're just military porta-potties, but I doubt it.
No, they're not porta-potties. They are serious jail cells. And
these are all prefab, huh?
Right, and I saw seven of them today. Normally, I see one or two during the course of the day. I'm on the interstate going from where I am back into El Paso and back out. I'm probably locking in my location. How wonderful is that?
Mm-hmm.
But
I wonder if they're for the Border Patrol. Maybe they're temporary holding cells for border crossers.
I have seen hundreds of them. I'm talking hundreds. I'm talking about at least one a day. I'm on the interstate 8 hours a day, going back and forth. I never catch one. If I ever catch one going in my own direction, I get a picture of it. They're not just holding stations for Border Patrol. Sometimes there are three of them with three windows, equal spaced. Sometimes there are two of them, and you can see the dividing line between them, and you see a window in one and a window in another.
That's interesting.
Mm.
Well, if any listeners are out in that area, if you see them, get a picture of it.
Yeah, if anybody knows anything specifically about them, I would appreciate hearing, because that's certainly news to us here.
I mean, these guys are they're good for 1,200 miles on a tank of fuel.
Wow.
I don't know where they're coming from. They're coming out of El Paso. They're coming out of north of, not out of El Paso, because I've seen them on the loop coming out of, the north loop coming out of north and east El Paso and heading this way, and I can't follow them. I don't have the resources to follow them. These guys are good for 1,200 miles on a tank of fuel.
Well, we'll see what we can. We'll ask around, and people listening, if they know anything, can contact us and call the program, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ed, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that call, because we learn something new every day, and we are, unfortunately, learning more unsavory things about what's going on around us. And there's a lot of nefarious activity. It's not just the drug traffic. Obviously, it's much more than that, the human sex slavery and other things as well. So, all right, let's take another call right now, because time is limited. We need, we got Leslie in Virginia. Hi, Leslie. Are you there, Leslie? Here she is. Hi.
Hi, glad to talk to you, Steve, and I support your organization, and I'm really proud of what you're doing, especially when President Bush called your organization the Vigilantes. I had to find out who you guys were, what you were doing, and the more I found out, I said, listen, I have got to join them.
Bush is the one that made you join. How's that, huh?
I
encouraged you.
Just to support them, because I can tell you, it seems to me it's very clear, and what we need what we need to do. We witnessed the demonstrations today, and I do not think you would find any demonstrations whatsoever in this country regarding illegal aliens if we did one simple thing, and that is to go after that North American Union administratively approved agreement that President Bush has signed March 24, 2005. Why? He has been hiding this. Congress has been doing everything to run away from this. And there's no question in my mind that this is for open borders, our loss of sovereignty, and the merger of the marrow. Now, if we had this publicly, if the President Bush would publicly inform the people what he did over 2 years ago, you would see demonstrations en masse with patriotic Americans waving the American flag and demanding that our Constitution be enforced, which he is forcibly violating, Article 4, Section 4, with the invasion of our states from these Mexicans' invasions. And meanwhile, we're told every day on the major networks, terrorism, terrorism, terrorism. And meanwhile, our borders are wide open. Meanwhile, you've got guys like Johnny Sutton running around getting, and by the way, Lou Dobbs exposed Johnny Sutton. I don't know if you're aware of that. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah, I probably recorded it, too.
Oh, yeah, he did a marvelous job, and how Homeland Insecurity lied to Congressman Poe about Compion and Ramos, outright lied about the entire situation.
Oh, I saw that doublespeak, sloppy-mouthed interview he gave. I think it was with Lou Dobbs. It was just baffling and confusing is what he did. Yeah, well, in a word, lying. Yeah.
I was so proud when Lou Dobbs, and he is going to continue to go after Johnny Sutton, and he is going to continue to stay on this case with Ramos and Capion. But if we can do this one thing, and that is demand, we want that agreement publicly. There is no reason why we are denied that administratively approved agreement with the North American Union that affects our lives day in and day out. And this, we have every right to demand it and demand Congress to pursue this. And they are running to the hills because they have to be held accountable for their do-nothing approach. And the Capitol Hill number that most of your listeners already know, but we need to state it again, it's put pressure on Congress. We want that agreement now.
Hey,
not 2008. Now,
how many states have now passed resolutions or considering resolutions?
12, at least 12, and more counting.
Yes, but the point being, it's not public. The point being is that agreement that President Bush signed, and I mean no disrespect to Dr. Jerome Corsi because he's doing a beautiful job. He's only getting bits and pieces, but that was enough for the states to run on the information he's gotten through the Freedom of Information
mm-hmm.
Act. What they're doing
mm-hmm.
is stalling for time.
Absolutely.
I hear the music in the background.
All right. You want to hang on, Leslie?
Sure.
All right. Just for a minute, and then we'll take another call. We're almost out of time, but we'll be back. Steve Mason is our guest, txminutemen.net. Jump aboard. We'll give you the phone number when we come back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back now, and we have Leslie on the line. Leslie, you wanted to continue to wrap up on the importance to call Washington, yes?
Yes, because we have every right to know when the President Bush signed away our borders and gave our loss of our sovereignty and the merging of the Mara, we have every right as citizens to request, number one, the agreement that was administratively approved is number one, and two, demand the congressional support. Where did he get the authorization to begin with? And we need to demand accountability by President
Bush.
Well,
I think that the high crimes and misdemeanors, that these are some of the things that Bush could be charged with for an impeachment trial. I do believe that this constitutes one of them.
Well, for the illegal invasion.
Not only that, but the fact that this is a secret operation to totally and completely undermine the Constitution. What could be more treasonous than that?
I know, but the point being, where is Congress?
They're part of it. That's why. And that's the reason.
We've got to hold them accountable, because I can tell you, if that agreement goes public, you will see people in the streets demanding their sovereignty, demanding the Constitution, demanding that our laws be enforced. That's the kind of demonstrations you'll see on the streets. And we need to put the pressure on them right now. We've seen the demonstrations today. Now it's the time that we get the information that we deserved over 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had over 2 years to put this out. And to this very day, he has yet to tell the American people what he has done. And the number to call is 877-851-6437, and I will continue and proudly support the Minutemen.
Amen.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Do need it.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, Steve, give your number where people can reach you who do not have access to the Internet if they wish to support you.
Myself or the Texas Minutemen?
The TX Minutemen, whichever number is applicable, whichever you want to give is fine with us.
Okay, the number for the Texas Minutemen's online. My personal number is area code 512-647-4947.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a voicemail.
Right, and they can leave a message. You always get back to people.
Yeah.
All right, 512-647-4947.
That's it.
Okay, very good. We got it. Let's take another call. I think it's going to have to be our last call. We don't have much time. Joe Church, hello, you're on the program.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Steve.
Yes. Hello.
I like this. Rick?
Yes, hello.
Okay.
We can hear you. Yeah.
Texas flies the flag with a five-pointed star on it. That is the star of Jacob. Jacob means in the Hebrew contender or fighter.
Uh-huh.
Boy, we've got a lot of fighters from Texas. What's Texas and Arkansas?
Yes.
Arkansas is where the Levites always camped in the center of the people, of the tribes, when they were coming out of captivity.
Mm-hmm.
And Arkansas is right about the center of this country, right around where the Ozark Mountains are.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Arkansas is where Noah saw the ark.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's great. Words of encouragement for you, Steve.
Okay. It only works in the English language.
and remember the wall is a wall of fire. He's known as Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ. Let's build that wall around us.
And
the corollary to that is never elect a president anybody from Texas or Arkansas.
Oh, boy. Hey, there you go. I like that. Yeah, they're the traitors within the midst, huh? All right, Joe, thank you for the call and the scripture. And, Steve, thank you for being on for the last 2 hours.
Oh,
we'll do it again.
Time, Rick.
Amen. Good luck. Best wishes.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Well, there you go. Another great program. Tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back again. 9 o'clock Central, and you pray, you support us, and continue in your endeavors. We'll see you then.